Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the chiluk between simcha, between mo'adim l'simcha, and chagim uzmanim l'sasan. We said that the mo'adim are the holidays, chag ha'shavuos, chag ha'sukkos, chag ha'pesach. Each individual regel, those are the moadim. And then the zmanim, chagim uzmanim, that's all three together. Those are the times, the agriculture, the three agricultural seasons, which are all interconnected. Pesach is when the crop becomes filled, when the ears of wheat become full, aviv, like Rashi says. And Shavuos is Chag HaKotzir, and Sukkos is Chag HaOsif. And we showed beautifully in the Pesukim and in the Rambam how there's a chilik between these two types of these two aspects of the Yomim Tovim. The Shalosh Regalim is Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, and Chag HaPesach, each one having its own independent status. And then those are the Moadim. This time of Hitva'adut, when we meet and come close to Hashem, and then we have the Chagim and the Zmanim, which relate all three together to the agricultural seasons. So that's Moadim, and that's Chagim Uzmanim, and we just spoke about that at length. And you're more than welcome to and encouraged, if you haven't, to listen to that. That's recorded. And now in this part two, we are going to see how the Moadim are related to Simcha and how the Chagim Uzmanim are related to Sasan. As we pointed out in the previous shir, Torah doesn't say that they're Chagim Uzmanim l'Sasan. That's the Chiddush of the Nusach HaTfila. And even Simcha doesn't say V'samachta b'moadecha, it says V'samachta b'chagecha. אז זה מה שרצינו להבין. וכעת ניגש לבאר את העניין. The Mefarshim write that the lashon of simcha is on simcha b'foal, that a person is now happy about something that they have acquired. And sason denotes sason b'lev, simcha b'lev. That a person is happy in their heart about something that's coming in the future. Ayim b'nei Yisaschar, Mamari Chodesh Tishrei, Yud Chof Beis. So, Simcha is on what he's happy about now and what he actually acquired. And Sasam, he's happy in his heart about the future. It's not a Simcha b'foal, but he's happy about the future. He's anticipating receiving something which he has been promised. So it would appear to say a davar chadash, that sometimes the word sasan can be interpreted as simcha that is comprised of different aspects, different elements. Kelashon Rabbeinu, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon, Hatzadik, Rabbi Aaron Cohen, Rosh Yeshivas Chevron, Shemilas sasan misparish al simcha hamurkevet mikama gvanim shonim. And the Makor is a Rashi in his Perush al Torah, Shmos 25:5, who explains the Unkelus, who defines the Tchoshim as Sasgoina, says Shesas u'mispoer bigvanim shelo. The Oros of the Tchoshim, he says, are Sasgona. What's Sasgona? Shesas umispire, the person is joyful, and or the animal is joyful and glorifies in his different colors. So that's the idea of sasgona. In modern Hebrew, there is a word, sasgoni. Sasgoni means that it is colorful, it is variegated. יש לו שלל צבעים מרובה בגוונים מרהיב. That's ססגוני. And that's the parish of Rashi and Tchoshim. ססגוני, that it's מספר with its different colors. בדוגמה לזה יש להביא ממה שדרשו חז"ל על הפסוק ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה וססון ויקר. ססון is מילה. וכן הוא אומר, סס אנוכי על המרסכו כמוצאי שלל רב. I am happy about your words, סס אנוכי למרסכו כמוצאי שלל רב, like finding booty. Now, in the mitzvah of Mila, there is a simcha that is comprised of different elements. One is the essential mitzvah, and the other is that the Mila is made and is now an Os Bris. In the Tikkunim, Daf Samech Hei Amud Beis, in Kabbalah, on the Pasuk of Simeni Kachosa, Ali Becha, he writes there that, I think the Ari, that in the Os Bris Mila are included all of the Osios, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tefillin. It's all in the, in Alpi Ruchnius, it's all in the Bris Mila. So the Bris Mila comprises different parts. There's the Guf HaMitzvah, there's the Os Bris. The Ragachavar says there are three mitzvahs. There's the Maisa Mila, the fact that he's a Nimol, that he's circumcised, and the fact that he's not an Arel. So, and Mila is also considered like the kapara of a carbon. As we know from the Svarim HaKadoshim, then Mila is like a carbon. And on that it says, Sasa nochi ele marsecha kemotzi shalal rav. That just like if somebody finds shalal rav, there is a simcha that is comprised of various parts of the various minim of shalal. So too, in the mitzvah of Mila, there's a simcha of ribui gvanim. Just like motzei shalal rav, you got a booty, take from the enemy, so there's a lot of good stuff in there. So too, the Mila can be achol, there's a lot of good stuff in there. And there are other dugmaot for that. This perush and the Mila of Sason, what is Sason? Sason is that there's a simcha of ribui gvanim, of different parts. Ulefi ze yitba'er hitev, ma she'anu miyachasim simcha lemoadim, v'sason lechagim v'zmanim. So now, we can get fashtem, what, why we relate simcha to the moyadim, and sason to the chagim, and the zmanim. Because ma she'anu omrim, מועדים, we're relating to the מועדות פרטים, we're relating to חג המעצבס. וחג השבועות, וחג הסוכות. And they have the קדושה of מקרא קודש. ואנו מייחסים להם שמחה של מצוות שמחה. מחמת שם המועד. When we talk about the Moadim, again, we said that the Moadim are the specific holidays. Chag HaMatzis, Pesach, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. They have the Kedusha right in the Torah, as we mentioned in the previous shir. It doesn't say to be happy on the Moed. It says that these Moadim, Ele Moadei Hashem, that you should call them Mikra Kodesh. So we have to be happy on these Mikra Kodesh. So in the tefillah we say Moadim l'simcha. So that's because of the shame of Moed, and that it says v'samachta b'chagecha. It doesn't say. In other words, the simcha that when it says v'samachta b'chagecha is relating to the Moed, right? Moadim l'simcha. So why then does the Torah say v'samachta b'chagecha? It's not only because of the shame chag that's connected with the Zmane Tkufas Hashana, Elagam Echamat Shem Chag HaSukkos, כמו שכתוב בפסוק, Chag HaSukkos תעשה לך ושמחת בחגיך. וכן בחג השבועס, כתוב מקודם ועשיס החג השבועס, then it says, ושמחת לפני השם אלוקיך. And we learn Chag HaMatzis from Chag HaShavuos, like it says in the Sifri, We had, as we saw in the previous shir, the name of the Chag that's connected to the Kufas Hashanah. Chag HaKotzir, Chag HaOsif, but there's also the Chag that relates to the, not to the time of the year, but to the to the Shem Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaPesach, and Chag HaShavuos, those Shemos. Those Shemos, we said, are the Mo'adim, and they relate to Simcha. So when it says in the Torah, V'samechta v'chagecha, you're supposed to be happy not only because of the Shem Chag that connects to this Mani Tkufas Hashanah, that connects to the Bikurei Aviv, to the Katzir, to the Asif, but also because of the Shem Chag HaSukkos, because it says in the Torah, you should make Chag HaSukkos. And then it says, V'samechta v'chagecha. So this V'samechta relates to Chag HaSukkos. Also on Shavuos, it says first, V'asisa Chag Shavuos. And then it says, V'samechta l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. And also Chag HaMatzis relates to Chag HaShavuos. We have a Hekesh. It doesn't say Simcha by Chag HaMatzis. It's learned from Shavuos. So the Simcha relates to the Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. However, the Chagim Nizmanim, we say Sason, because as far as the Shem Chagim Nizmanim, Mitzdar from Kolegim Regalim Le'inyan Echad, as we said, that the three Regalim are all interlocked, interlinked, interrelated. That's when we talk about the Chagim, the Zmanim. When we say Chagim Zmanim L'Sasayin, we are talking about these three Chagim, that their Shem Chag is because of the Chagim Uzmanim, is because of their Shem Chag that relates to the Zmanei Tkufas Hashanah, that relates to that time of year, the Bikurei Aviv, the maturing, the ripening of the crop, that's Pesach, the Katzir, the reaping, the harvesting, that's Shavuos, the Asif, the gathering in, that's Sukkos, and these three are all interrelated, obviously. That's the agricultural season. Those are the agricultural seasons. So they're all interrelated. So that's the Chag HaMuzmanim. That's Sason. Why is that Sason? Because that is Gvanim Shonim. That is different hues, different colors, different aspects, different elements. That's why we say Chagim HaMuzmanim L'Sason. And this Simcha that's called Sason is also included in V'samachta B'Chagecha. And that it says in the Torah, Chag HaSukkos Tase Elcha Ba'aspecha. We make Chag HaSukkos b'zman ha'asif, which is Simchas Asif, will be a Simcha L'Hashem al-yidei Chag HaSukkos. And so to Shavuos and Me'at Matzis. So that's the Simcha in the Torah relates to both Simcha and Sason, both aspects. So we have the happiness of the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos, and the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos also relates to the Asif, which we define as Sason, because there are different elements of Simcha. Because this mitzvah of Sason is comprised of all three Yamim Tovim together, all three Zmanei Tkufas Hashanah together in unison. And that is just amazing. So it's a very, very fascinating Targum, Yainasan and Shir HaShirim, Mayafu Pamayich Bena'olam Bas Nativ. So he explains, Shfiron raglehom di Yisrael katzokim eschazah kadom Hashem tla zimne b'shata b'sandalin disasgaina. So how beautiful are the legs of the Jewish people when they go up to be seen in front of Hashem three times a year in their colorful shoes. What's up with the colorful shoes? So that's a simcha of kamagvanim. In other words, the tzeir of the three regalim. We're going up, we're going to bring the chagiga. The re'iyah we saw in the Rambam is a mitzvah called regal b'fnei atzma, but the Chagiga is all three together. So since this Simcha of Aliyah L'Regel combines all three regalim, you also wear sandalim tisas goina. You wear these colorful sandals. V'yesh lefaresh od et ha shebuchol chag b'fnei atzmo. יש עניין של סס מה ששמחה סמויד מצטרף לשמחת החג המקושר עם הזמנים, שבחג המצוס צוותה תורה לצמור את חג המצות, בזמן אביב לצטרף עם חג האביב, שעל ידי זה נעשה חג האביב חג להשם, וכן בסוכות צוותה התורה לעשות חג הסוכות בזמן האסיף, כדי שחג האסיף יהיה חג לשם. So each holiday has independently has an inyan of sasa, because what's mitzdaref? You have the simcha of the moed that combines with the simcha of the chag that's connected to the seasons, to the times. So on Pesach, on Chag HaMatzos, the Torah says, keep the matzos at the time of the aviv, at the time of the ripening of the crop, so that it should be mitzdarif with the Chag HaAviv. And then the Chag HaAviv becomes a Chag LaShem through its being combined with Chag HaMatzos. Nuadin Sukkos, we make a Chag HaSukkos b'zman HaAsif, so the Chag HaAsif should be a Chag LaShem. So therefore, each of these Chagim, the Asif, the Bikur, the Zman Aviv, the Bikurei Aviv, the Asif, the Katsir, combines with the Moed. The Moed doesn't need to combine with the Chag. The Moed has its own shame. It's Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos that can stand independently. But the Sason is the fact that we relate the agricultural Simcha to the sort of religious Simcha of Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach, and Memela. This is Sason. This is Sasgoni. This has different elements because it has the agricultural aspect combining with the Yontif aspect. So either have that all three agricultural aspects are interlinked, or that each agricultural aspect is interlinked with their own holiday, and therefore we can say Sason. And with this, we can understand the Nusach HaTfilah that we say, "Batitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu, etc." Chagim uzmanim l'sasam, esiyom, Chag Shavuos hazeh, Chusukos hazeh, etc. Pesach, Chag HaMatzos. So l'chor it's not meduyak, because it starts with Klalios HaMoados, and then it says Siyom Ploni. First, it starts with the Moedos Bechlal. V'atitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ava, moedim l'simcha, chagim uzmanim l'sason. We're saying all the moedim. And then we say, es yom, chag ha-sukkos hazeh. But that's not what we were talking about, all the moedos. We weren't just talking about sukkos. So why pitom do we start talking about the specific moed? We're talking about the moedim in general. So the answer is no. When we say asiyom, it's connected to chagim zmanim l'sason. That because v'titein lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ava moedim l'simcha, because you gave us moadim l'simcha, memeila l'chagim zmanim ar l'sasam, we can have the sasam l'chagim zmanim, because they connect to the moed. How? As yom chag hamatzos hazeh, chag hashavuos hazeh, chag hasukkos hazeh. So because we have this particular moed, we can have the chagim zmanim l'sasam. Madvar me'ir me'od. So, Mirtz Hashem, I hope that we will continue, because we still have harbeh, harbeh, harbeh ma ledaber, rabotai. Az ana, yisharu imanu, ve'ani mekaveh me'od, she'namshich lirot biyachad, nifla'ot mitorat Hashem, be'ezrat Hashem. Ve'hadvarim me'iru bo'or yekarot. Az nana, yisha'er imanu, toda rabah rabah, ve'ad achshav, baruch Hashem. הדברים יהיו שמחים מאוד. שלום, שלום.